Hey, how you doing? This is Pete Nero, and this is Rants from Hell, another brain crack. Thanks for being here. Welcome to my podcast, and it's January 26, 2021. Oh my God, and the pandemic and the lockdowns and the shutdowns, everything is still here. It's not just still here, it's fucking worse. Fuck. Anyway, I hope you guys are okay. We're still here. Everything is still shut down and shut up and shut sideways and pandemicized and making up fucking words here. And here we are. This is nuts, but, you know, the pandemic and the lockdowns, they've changed my routine. Yeah, well, they've changed everybody's routine. I mean, they've fucked up everybody's day and everybody's life over here. It's changed my routine. Like, I'm watching way more TV now, you know, a lot more TV than I usually did, because you got to stay home, right? You got to stay home and stay in your cage and stay in your house and eat and drink and fuck and watch fucking TV. And sometimes it's fucking weird TV, but you know. And I have I've never really haven't subscribed to, you know, local cable TV much, but I'm doing all the streaming services, because nowadays you have a whole bunch of streaming services, right? I mean, ones that everybody knows of, you know, Netflix and Disney and whatnot. But then there's other ones that, you know, you get the really well-known ones, you get the ones that are lesser known, but still have a lot of good content. And, you know, and I'm kind of discovering all these things for the next few months anyway. We decided just to subscribe to a whole bunch of this shit. And, you know, besides the mainstream movies and the mainstream TV shows and the animated shows and the sitcoms, I mean, that's all great. But then you get to some of these streaming services that they have all that stuff, but then they have other, like underground, obscure, weird TV channels that you find when you go to the guide. You go to some of, you know, to the guide section of some of these things. And that's where you get the really weird, unknown, obscure, underground TV channels that are fucking hilarious, man. I've been, since I've discovered these things, I've been entertaining myself, man. It's hilarious. It's almost like these TV shows that I don't know who they're meant for or who they're who recorded them, who paid for them, who's acting in them, why they're there, who approved them. I mean, it's almost, you know, reminds me of like when you used to go to like Walmart or your, you know, your local drugstore, and you get that bin, you know, you get the $1, the $2 DVD bin with, like, you know, 1,000 DVD movies and stuff thrown in there, you know, one for $2 or, you know, 10 for $5. And it's like movies you've never fucking heard of before. Movies that I don't know who made them, when, where. You've never heard of them. You've never heard of the actors. You've never heard of the directors. And they just make these weird fucking schlocky things that are fucking hilarious, man. And then, you know, and then you find them. And that's what these kind of like underground, you know, streaming things remind me of, you know. Very weird, very low budget kind of stuff. You know, I was looking the other night, just getting entertained, scrolling through the guides here, and you get the little icons and the little description, and sometimes there's a little trailer, you know, like the dog fart channel, you know, like what the fuck. The foot fetish channel. I mean, foot fetish channel. And this isn't even like adult stuff. And this is just in the regular, you know, it's not adult entertainment. It's not porn. It's just stuff that is there that I'm not sure, man. The foot fetish channel. Anyway, I would figure that there's enough of that shit online on the internet. You wouldn't have to be looking for it through your TV streaming service. But what are you going to do? Some people like this shit, right? Basement cooking with a broken microwave oven. This fucking guy is in his mom's basement with his fucking 1981 microwave oven. What the fuck is... Or the Mating Cats channel. Who the fuck is watching this? Is this porn for your cat? Like, are you putting this on and your cat sit in front of the... humping the screen or something, you know? Living in my car! And all the horror documentaries from the 1930s, you know, and all these weird documentaries and shows. And then all the old, you know, 70s and early 80s, again, obscure, unknown horror movies that you've never heard of them, you've never heard of anybody in them, but they're there, you know. It's like, you know, the Deadly Adopted Vampire Toothless Bloodlust Club. Like, what the fuck is this shit, man? It's hilarious. I've spent time, like, you know, on the couch by myself. Everybody went to bed, you know, and I'm on the couch scrolling through the guide, looking at all the, getting entertained just by scrolling, not even watching any of these fucking things, just looking at what's on there, you know. The Pissed Off Vegan Butcher. My God, man. You know, or What's in Joe's Pantry? My God. You know, and I love the mainstream stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, the Food Network or, you know, all the sports networks and the documentary stuff. I enjoy that stuff. But then you get into the other side of the guide that has all this weird shit in it that, you know what it reminds me of? If you ever watch Rick and Morty, you know, like Rick and Morty sometimes, if you ever watch that show, a few episodes of The Interdimensional Cable, you know, like Rick has this little gadget that he invented and it picks up cable signals from other dimensions and then they're watching these fucking weird shows in their house. I mean, some of those are actually kind of sick and fucked up and perverted. But I mean, that's what it reminds me of. You know, some of the streaming TV services that you get now in your house. I mean, again, besides the mainstream and the movies and the sitcom stuff that you've heard of, I mean, you get all this weird fucking obscure shit. And it makes for some strange, hilarious streaming at midnight. You know, again, you know, you're by yourself, everyone's gone to bed, and you've already ate too much, you drank too much, some of us did other substances, and you're sitting there, you're half fucking asleep, you're half baked, or, you know, and you're sitting on your couch and you're checking out these new streaming things and you're finding all these weird fucking TV shows that are hilarious, man. They're just hilarious. And that's the other thing, like, because what are you going to do? Like, you know, I've bulked up so much in the past few months. I used to have a fucking sexy body, you know, like a year and a half ago, I got myself in not bad shape. I was going on stage. I was, you know, talking to a lot of people. I was doing my act, my set, and I didn't look too bad. Now, oh my God, like, stay indoor, stay in your house, stay in your cage. Don't do this, don't do that. And I'm eating and I'm drinking and I'm doing all this shit. Like, I don't have a lot of time to exercise, man. It's like, I'm not, you know, I like to exercise, but I'm a busy fucking guy. I don't have a lot of time to exercise, especially now. Like today, for instance, there's a fucking blizzard out there. What am I gonna do, grab a bike or go for a jog in this shit? Some people do. I don't have the discipline for that. Fuck this shit. I'm going to wait till summertime and see what happens. And oh my God. I mean, you know, I always put on weight and then lose it and then put on weight. And that's how I've been my whole life. But my God, man, it's, you know, and they say, well, you got to practice, you know, you got to maintain yourself and practice, you know, don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. Everything in moderation. But what the fuck are you going to do? So anyway, so here I am. And you're eating, and you're drinking, and you're getting the takeout, and you're doing all this fucking shit. So it made me bulk up. And, you know, I look like I should get one of those. Remember the fat suits that Elvis Presley used to wear? Remember when Elvis, in his the later years, when he was... You got fat and you put on this like fucking one piece onesie fat suit and he's dancing around on stage, dancing and singing, you know, Las Vegas there and running around the stage, his fucking guts hanging out with this, you know, Lycra stretchy onesie, you know, singing a honka honka burning love. That's what I should do, man. I should get one of those onesies, put it on. Do a little show in front of my kids in the living room, man. just sit there with the weird interdimensional cable TV on, with my pizza and my case of beer and my jug of vodka, and watch fucking rat orgy documentaries on this interdimensional cable, hop around in my Elvis Presley onesie in front of my kids, and just give a concert, a honk, a burning love.